In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we hear about the redemption of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, this man of little stature, as it says in the Gospel, who's in Jericho when the Lord is passing through. And this Zacchaeus was, it says, a chief tax collector, a chief publican. This means that he earned his living not only by collecting the lawful taxes of the Jewish people, his countrymen, but by skimming and by charging exorbitant taxes beyond what was required by the Roman authorities. This is how he became rich. This is what they would do. Because the Romans, as long as they got their cut, they let the tax collectors charge as much as they wanted. And so they filled their pockets with whatever they charged. So this was Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus was faced with an opportunity, and something inside of him, in spite of his obvious sinfulness, something inside of him leapt up. He recognized somehow what this opportunity meant. That this one who was called, that people were already calling the Son of David, you know, the Messiah, this Jesus, was coming. And he had heard about the miracles that he had worked, and about the preaching that he was preached, the words that came out of his mouth that were so inspiring. And so he was inspired to take this opportunity. And Zacchaeus climbed up into a tree. Now, note here that Zacchaeus does something that would cause other people perhaps to ridicule him, that could make him a laughingstock. This is something that children normally do. So for a grown man to climb up into a tree, it exposed him to, you know, people's ridicule. But this is what Zacchaeus did. It says, because he was little of stature, he was short, he wanted to get a good view. He wanted to make sure that he was really able to see this Jesus. And so he climbed up into that tree. Now this is the first of three steps that we see in Zacchaeus' redemption. And in each of these steps, we can identify what Zacchaeus did and how it was significant, and we can apply that step to ourselves. So this first step is that something leapt up inside of Zacchaeus when he realized that the Lord was coming, and he wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to look him in the face, to be face to face with him. He wanted to get a good look at the Lord. And so he climbed up into the tree, and in doing so, he exposed himself to ridicule. And brothers and sisters, how this applies to us is that in our hearts, our deepest desire, like in the case of Zacchaeus, is to see the Lord, is to know the Lord, is to know God. And the Lord Jesus Christ in the Beatitudes speaks about what it means to see God and how we can see God. He says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So we know that it's necessary for us to be pure in heart if we are to see God. And this is our deep desire, whether we are always conscious of that or not. This is what our soul longs for. And perhaps we feed our soul other things. We give it glimpses of other things. We try to be satisfied with other things, but those things don't ultimately satisfy us, because our soul longs to know God, to know its Creator, to come face to face with the Word of God. And when we recognize this, and when we begin to take steps to live according to God's commandments, that's our moment when we begin to climb the tree. Because we recognize that we're little spiritually, that we're short of stature spiritually, that our spiritual growth has been stunted, But in order to get a good look at our Lord Jesus Christ and to come to know him, we have to begin climbing that tree of his commandments, to begin making that little effort to apply to our lives those commandments that he's given to us. And so we begin to do that. And that's how we begin to follow the example of Zacchaeus. But when that happens, we have to know, and we all know as Christians living in, especially in this day and age, that we expose ourselves to ridicule. People will look at us and think we're ridiculous. Do you really believe all of that? Are you still following those old teachings, you know, those old customs? You take all of that seriously? You're gonna spend half your day at church on Sunday, you're going to, you know, fast and all of these things. You believe in all of that, all those fairy tales and everything. So this is what happens when we begin to take seriously our faith. We do expose ourselves to ridicule. But in the case of Zacchaeus, he didn't care. He said, fine, let them laugh at me, so long as I get to see the Lord. And so this is the example that we follow. And what's the next step? Having climbed up into the tree, the Lord comes and he stops underneath. Even before Zacchaeus saw the Lord saw Zacchaeus. The Lord knew what Zacchaeus was going to do. And he knew that he was going to have this interaction with him. So he comes and he stops under the tree and he looks up. He knows Zacchaeus is there. And what does he say? Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today, he says. Make haste and come down, because today I must stay at your house. And so here is the next moment in Zacchaeus' conversion, in his redemption. The Lord calls him to act. He's already begun, sort of on his own, to stretch out and to reach towards the Lord. He's groping sort of in the darkness to find God. He doesn't exactly know what to expect, but he wants to meet God. So he's seeking that. And now here's God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the God-man. And he calls him to come down. And so now Zacchaeus must act in obedience, and he must not delay. And so the Lord makes this clear, because he says, make haste. And this is how it is for us, brothers and sisters. God calls us to act. We've already perhaps begun to reach for him, to move towards him. We're stretching out towards the Lord, but, you know, with a lack of clarity. But now the Lord gives us clarity. He says, this is what you must do. It comes through our conscience. It comes through the word of Scripture. It comes through, you know, those we trust in the life of the church. We hear the word given to us, and we say, yes, I know I must do this. I must act. The Lord is saying to us, make haste. So don't procrastinate. Don't delay. You know what you need to do. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. The only time that we know we have is the present. We don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. Only God knows whether he'll give us tomorrow, or whether, like the rich man in the parable in the gospel, the Lord will say to us, tonight your soul is required of you. We don't know. But we know we have today. So what we know in our heart, God is calling us to do, what we hear preached to us, what we hear in the Scripture, what we recognize in our conscience, we must not delay, and we must do it. For the Lord is calling us to make haste and to come down, to come to him, to humble ourselves and to be in his presence, that he might dwell in us in our house. And for him to stay in our house, that means to dwell in our heart, to be in our life, for his presence to fill our whole life, you know, for us to give our attention to him. So this is what the Lord is calling us to do. Make haste and come down. Zacchaeus heard that word, make haste and come down, and he immediately obeyed. He didn't delay. He didn't wait. He didn't calculate. He didn't worry. He had already exposed himself to ridicule. What more could he be worried about? He came right down and stood before the Lord. And then it says, he received him gladly. He received the Lord into his house. The Lord became his guest. But then what do all the people do? They begin to murmur, because they say that he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. He's gone to be the guest of this sinful tax collector. And so they complained. And here we come to Zacchaeus' third step in his redemption. It says, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Now the Lord could have said to him, "If, Zacchaeus, if you've taken anything from anyone," he knew very well. But this is actually what he's saying. If you look at the Jewish law in the Old Testament, if you've taken something that belonged to somebody else and you confess it, you admit it before any kind of a trial, then the way you make restitution is by giving back what you'd taken plus a fifth, 20% extra. That's how you make restitution. Okay? That's when you come out and confess it before you get charged with the crime. What if you don't confess it and you're charged with the crime and you stand trial? Then do you know what happens? If you've taken one sheep from somebody, you have to give back four. Fourfold. This means you've been convicted of the crime and you have to make restitution fourfold. That's the way. At that point, you're required to make up for what you've done. Zacchaeus is taking the initiative of saying, "I'm guilty. And I, you know, I had years when I could have confessed this, and now I stand before the judge." The Lord is our judge. "I stand before the judge and I stand condemned. And so I willingly take on myself." He's condemning himself. He's saying, "I deserve this. I deserve the full extent of what the law requires in this case, which is that I would restore it fourfold. I would give four times what I took unjustly from other people." And so he takes that upon himself. And this is critical in his restoration, in his path of repentance, because he comes not making any excuse, not with any desire to justify himself, not wishing to sweep it under the rug or to pretend that it isn't so, but confessing it boldly, you know, just out in the open, and being willing to make restitution, whatever amends are necessary. And brothers and sisters, this is what we must do also. Having begun to move towards the Lord, desiring, recognizing our need for Him and desiring to be in His presence. And then when He calls us and says, "Yes, I want to dwell within you. I want to be in your house. I want to take up abode in your heart. But you must make haste and follow my words." And then when we do that, and then we're convicted of our sin, because when Christ is in our presence, we're convicted. And we recognize everything that we've done, how we've harmed other people, how we've taken things unjustly, how we've sinned against God immeasurably. And so we come and we confess. And it would be good, whenever we come and we make confession, to be like Zacchaeus, to have this attitude that Zacchaeus has, which is to say, "Lord, whatever penance I receive, whatever restitution I must make, it would be less than I deserve. So I'm willing to take whatever it is. I'm willing to do whatever you require. Only forgive me and restore me and make me new. Make things right again inside my soul. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Even if it's fourfold. Whatever it takes to make restitution to other people that I've harmed. And whatever it takes to make my relationship right with you." This is the spirit that Zacchaeus has and that we must have when we come before the Lord, when we come and we make confession in the church, or when we, you know, on a daily basis when we confess to the Lord. Not making, you know, at the end of the day it's good, before we go to sleep, to recognize ways that we failed that day, ways that we've sinned against God and our brothers and sisters, and to beg for God's forgiveness, and not to self-justify, and not to rationalize, and not to say, "Well, it wasn't so bad," or "what he did or what she did was worse," but to say, "I stand condemned, and Lord, show me how I can make restitution, even if it means I have to give fourfold to do so." And when we do that, when we first of all are willing to be a laughingstock in front of the world and to stand up and say, I'm a Christian, and to live as a Christian. And you know, not to be dissuaded from serving God because of what other people say. And when we're willing and we hear God's word and we're willing to make haste and we don't delay and we don't procrastinate, but we respond and we say, yes, Lord, here I am. And when, like Zacchaeus, we have a spirit of true repentance and we're willing to make whatever restitution God shows us we must make, it's then that the Lord says of us, just like he says of Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And through the prayers of Saint Zacchaeus, and together with him, may we glorify our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.